Hey, my lovins, my enlightened warriors, how are you? It is Queen Cooley here. I'm thrilled to be with you. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you've been watching me for a while, thank you so much for attending class. I really appreciate you. I have a short video for you today, but an important one. And this really could be for all of the numbers. Not sure if I'm going to put it out to everybody, but it really could be. And the question is, are you special enough to live your dream life? So last week, I bought tickets to see the Taylor Swift movie. And I went with my sister. Interestingly enough, there was like nobody there. Literally, there were three other people besides us, which was good because I really didn't want a bunch of, people dancing around. Call me a party pooper, but whatever. But it was a good movie. And anyways, with all the hoopla around Taylor Swift lately, as you guys know, how rich she is, how everything she touches turns to gold, how she's really created this amazing life for herself, right? I turned to my sister and I said, I really want a bigger life, right? I really, really want to do a lot of things I'm not doing now. I really want to travel more. I want to have retreats. I want to impact more lives. And I want a huge, big, beautiful, prosperous life on the Taylor Swift level. And I said, what do you think about that? And I said, no. She goes, no, you can't have that. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because you don't have what she has. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she said, well, listen, she's a star. She's super duper talented, right? She's been like this since birth. She's obviously gifted. And those people are rare. They're only, that's why I don't see a lot of them at that level. Super, super high, super achiever, super mastermind. And I said, I don't agree with that. And she said, what do you think? And I said, I think that each one of us has a God spark within us. Each one of us has the opportunity to live life at that level. We either don't know how or we choose not to. It can be like unconscious, subconscious. But I believe we all have come here and we can have any life we want. So if you don't have that, that means you, like I said, you either haven't chosen it actively or you want it, but you don't know how to do it, or you might be scared. And so you don't move forward. She said, no, I don't agree with you. I think there's only a few people on the planet that can do this. So that's my question to you. Do you think that we all have the ability to live an amazing top level life, whatever that looks like for you? Doesn't have to have fame in it. Or do you think that's really set apart for a few gifted people and that's it? Right? Let me know what you think. But a couple of years ago, that would have really hurt me. Now it doesn't hurt me, but I kind of felt sad for her because I thought, man, I can see the future, but you can't at all. And that would keep you stuck and not want to try. And that's exactly what it was. So if you're special enough to live your dream life, why aren't you living it? You're either afraid and/or you don't know what steps to take. You don't know how to move forward, right? One way to do it is I was listening to Ed Milet, who has podcasts. He's a super successful guy. And he had said that he just mimicked someone that was successful in the beginning and then he became successful. If you start doing the things, taking action, aligned action with the things that will actually help you and support you in what your future and dream is, you will have success, right? But you can't give up. You can't procrastinate. You have to be super alert so that you don't start overthinking and not produce, because that's what happens to us all the time. And if you want the life that you want, you need to start setting goals. I don't know if any of you know who Dr. Benjamin Hardy is. He's someone you should follow. I will try to put a link below to his work. He makes great videos. He's all about the mindset and how we can be more successful if we change our minds, which will change our actions, which will change how we feel about ourselves and others. And he has a challenge November and December. I think it's open the rest of maybe a couple more days. And he sent me his October report for his goals. Now he has regular goals and then he has impossible goals, he calls them. An impossible goal would be, I don't know how the hell I'd ever make this. I don't think I can, but I'm going to put it down anyways, just for like whatever. I started reading his goals and they were insane. Right. So one of them for this challenge is that he's got 300 people so far and he wants 1,000 or 1,000 plus. And he's generated way over 500,000 already just in those 300 people. He's writing a book. He wants that to be done. He has so many videos he wants to put out a month, which he achieved. So his goals, when I say to you, let's do some goal setting. I wanted to know from you, how do you set goals? And I wanted you to think big, 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 no boundaries. Because what a lot of us do is we have kind of a loop of what we want and we run through that and then we keep saying it over and over and over. When I'm asking you, like, look at the whole world, don't just look at where you live, right? If you want to travel, what would that look like? If you want to have retreats, what would that look like? And really, do you dream with like holes and limits into what you want? Because most of us do. We don't think large enough. It's kind of like I could write a book and that book could be a bestseller and it could be part of the fabric of everybody's house, and I could win awards for it. You'd keep taking it further and further and further rather than I'm just going to write a book. Right? Whatever you do, take it to the 100th level. But I want you to be free in your thinking and what you want for goals because truly the sky is the limit. Please comment below and let me know how you've been setting your goals, if you feel you've been limited, because a lot of us just go around in a circle. And I'm asking you to throw that out and start fresh and go for whatever you want, whatever. Have impossible goals. Like, I don't know how the hell I'd ever hit this. I don't even think it's possible, but I'm going to put it down anyways. And I'll start taking action towards it. Being special, because you are special, means that you have the divine spark in you, and you do. You can do and create and have any life that you want. You have to see it, visualize it, put your mind to it, and believe. Believe. If you don't believe, you'll never even try. Right? But you have within you so much power. You just don't see it, don't feel it, and don't believe it. And I'm here to tell you that you do, and you should. You should move towards it. Most of us have quiet power. You don't have to be loud and ostentatious about it. Just be yourself. You're an 11. You're super cool, right? And this is your time. All right, guys. Hope this helped. Let me know. If it did, I want to see some comments. And if you need my help, if you want to book a session, you can email me or go on my website. The links are below. I would also encourage you, if you'd like to spend some time with me, like 3 to 6 months. And the reason why is because this is a journey and a process to get you happier, more prosperous, and really to live the life that you want with your sole purpose, with the gifts that you have. It takes time, but it's definitely doable. Okay, guys, thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon.